Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean. God's Will and the Ocean. True Father Speaks on True Parents and Indemnity, page 268. By 1990, which is coming in 5 years, you have to learn Korean. I said this in 1981, but no one paid any attention to me because they said to themselves, that's 9 years away. Now it's only 5 years away. Soon it will only be 4 years away. Korean will not be easy for you to learn. It's completely opposite to English. There is only one easy way to learn it, and that is to memorize it. You have to absorb it as if your mind were a computer. Will you study it? Will you do it? You are always promising things to me, but I am not sure about you sometimes. After 1990, wherever I go, I will only speak Korean. If I go to Europe, I will only speak in Korean, and those who don't understand me will have to tape record me and find an interpreter afterwards, but I may not allow them to do even that. I learned English so that you would learn Korean. I just said in Korean, those who understand me, please raise your hands, and none of you here did that, so you know what you have to do. Korean is very difficult for you to pronounce. Wherever Koreans go, they learn to speak the language very quickly. You hear the difference between the Japanese members and the Korean members who speak in English. The Koreans learn the language more quickly, and their ability to pronounce it is much, much better. Wherever they go, France, Germany, Africa, or South America, this is the case. That's because the Korean language carries such a wide variety of sounds. It almost covers any sound in any other language. Those who would like to learn Korean, raise your hands. Your government doesn't like Moonies, but you still want to learn Korean. Your government doesn't like the fact that I came here and didn't Americanize myself, but instead Moonized you American young people. They didn't like that at all, so they called it brainwashing and tried to make it sound evil. That's not a unification word. That's their word. What are we doing that makes them say things like that about us? Compare your life to what it was before. Are you better or worse? You know how much you have changed. You don't have to say anything to anybody. Soon they will understand you and recognize how good you are. From now on, we will work even harder, won't we? There are only 2,500 ministers in this area, and that's too small a number for us. You don't understand now why I am pushing you and why I am in such haste. However, in the near future, you will see the reasons more clearly. I trust that you will work hard. My plane was to leave over an hour ago, but I have been speaking to you and could not stop. I will catch another plane later. Before I came here, I was fishing in Alaska. From early in the morning to late at night, I was on the boat fishing and didn't stop once to rest. As soon as I came here, I began speaking to you and haven't stopped to rest either. So don't be envious of me. Rather, be sympathetic if you want. Imagine how the fishermen will be grateful that I once came here, fishing in the different ports up and down this coast, exploring all the possibilities in order to make the fishing industry prosperous in the future. Not only fishing, but also all of the other projects in which I've invested so much time and effort will remain as the historical record of my work in this nation, long after I am gone. Envision this much. The thought of unification will embrace the world in years to come. White people, black people, and yellow people will all be grateful to know unification thought in the future. In the future, there will be poetry and literature coming from those who miss me and long to follow in my tracks. Black and white and yellow people will write such things. Even the people from Danbury will have such feelings and express them. This is also true for you. We are not living for the sake of today, but for the sake of the future. I am determined that my course, which started from suffering, will end in success. That same situation must hold for you as well. If I decide that, can you take a different course? This is the tradition of true parents, and I am leaving it behind for you, and you should tread this way, all the way, until the last of the world is saved. You cannot go any other way until this is accomplished. We call this the great way of life, and actually, for you, it is the greatest way of life. In your own mind, you can never erase the memories you have of me. This even includes ex-Moonies. Many of them are now anxious to come back, and they are finding some way to come back into the church. Even though they left the church, they can never forget their experiences with me. The situation is a very sad and miserable one. The first time I went into prison, Everyone was suffering, and I look back at those times and feel the weight of it. However, this time, as I came out of prison, people everywhere were welcoming me. When I think of members who left, I know that when they see you working out on the streets, they have to look sideways, and they cannot come up to you so easily. Who made that miserable situation for them? I didn't. I never want to see people in that position. They made that miserable situation for themselves. It's a very sad thing, and I understand it very clearly. In Korea, there are ex-members like that, and they cannot get beyond the suffering they experience in missing this way of life. This is the only way I have lived my life, and I can never leave this way of life, even though so many people have left it while working with me. This is the only way of life for you, and you will never regret it when you look back in history. Everyone in the spiritual world knows that this is the righteous way, the only way. I know that you will work as hard as you can. May God bless you. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.